Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188. The scriptural will be given by Karen from California.
John. Then said Jesus unto them, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 391. Why search the future and the past? Why do ye look with tearful eyes and seek far off for paradise? Before your feet life's pearl is cast. Hymn number 391.
Why?
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered. And we had the best one yet this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, on our YouTube channel, and on our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children anywhere. Many of our students do not live in the area, but there is a teleconference number that they call in on. And that means that if you don't live in the area, well, and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Call us, we'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives literally saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have a few things scheduled for this month. Our next Bible study will occur on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., January 25th, coming up soon. The study questions for that session are on our website, so you can find them, prepare, and please join us for a really good session, I'm sure, Saturday morning, January 25th at 10 a.m. And the following week, we are going to have our annual corporate meeting of the members, and that'll be Thursday, January 30 at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And for those members who cannot attend in person, you will be able to attend through the regular church teleconference number. That's Thursday, January 30 at 8 p.m. We have a lot of websites in many different languages. And this is our missionary work, our outreach to the rest of the world. Each of our websites contains the finest Christian Science literature. And for most people around the world, in their own language. And everything that's available on our websites is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything or join anything to read, study, download, print, listen to. It's all free of charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And one thing for our children, I'd like to point out, there is a separate website for children, and you can find it under the quick links on our main website. There's a special link just for the children's website. And if you want to homeschool your children, your child, for Sunday school, there's a section in our children's website with the Sunday school lesson for that Sunday. And you can find it very easily on the front page of the children's website. One of the articles that's currently featured on our main website, our English language website, I'd like to point out and recommend it. It makes a really important point, and the article is entitled, "Man Lives On Indefinitely by Peter V. Ross. It's a short article, but really good. Recommend it highly. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Debbie from Illinois.
Page 436. I desire to make known the great good I have received by reading the blessed book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. 4 years have now passed since I began to read it. It has been my only healer and teacher, as I have never had an opportunity to go through a class. But I find that the Spirit of Truth will teach us all things if we will just practice well what we know. After 2.5 years of study, I thought, as many beginners think, that I had traveled over the worst part of this narrow path. Soon after, it came about that I was separated from everyone who had ever heard of Christian Science. And as I lived in the country, no one came to visit me for about 8 months. At first, I thought the Lord had wrought a great evil. I had no one to talk to, but would take my Science and Health every morning before going about my work and read. Yet mortal mind would say, "You can do no good with no one to talk with." At last, one morning after listening to the serpent's voice, I looked out at the little wild flowers as they waved to and fro. They seemed to be a living voice, and this is what they said: "Peace on earth, goodwill towards men." There was also a mockingbird that would sit on the house and sing. For the first time, I realized that divine love was the only friend I needed. Soon after, I sent the journal to my nearest neighbor by her little son, who came to play with my children. Afterward, she told me that when she began to read it, she said to the family, "God has sent this book to me." Calling to see her one evening, I found her suffering from heart disease. I began talking to her about Christian Science, and in less than an hour, she declared herself healed. She is today a happy woman. I would say to all suffering ones that if you buy a copy of this wonderful book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by the Reverend Mary Baker G. Eddy, and study it and practice its teachings, you will find it a pearl of great price. Mrs. Fanny Meeks, Bells, Grayson County, Texas.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 6 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Life. The golden text is from Acts. "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" The responsive reading is from John. "Then answered Jesus and said unto them,
For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, Even so, the Son quickeneth whom he will.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Verily, 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 I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself,
and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice,
and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Genesis. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Hebrews. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Matthew. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering, said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. John. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had been laid in the grave 4 days already. Then Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, went and met him. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. 1 John. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye might know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath
given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Father, eternal life, the one mind, the divine principle, commonly called God. The scriptures imply that God is all in all. From this, it follows that nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind and his ideas. The scriptures also declare that God is spirit. Therefore, in spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there is no death. Everything in God's universe expresses him. If Enoch's perception had been confined to the evidence before the material senses, he could never have walked with God, nor been guided into the demonstration of life eternal. Impossibilities never occur. Every step towards goodness is a departure from materiality. And it is a tendency towards God, spirit. Material theories partially paralyze this attraction towards the infinite and eternal good by an opposite attraction towards the finite, temporary, and discordant. The Bible teaches transformation of the body by the renewal of spirit. Take away the spiritual signification of Scripture, and that compilation can do no more for mortals than can moonbeams to melt a river of ice. The error of the ages is preaching without practice. The author has healed hopeless organic disease and raised the dying to life and health through the understanding of God as the only life. It is a sin to believe that aught can overpower omnipotent and eternal life, and this life must be brought to light by the understanding that there is no death, as well as by other graces of spirit. We must begin, however, with the more simple demonstrations of control. And the sooner we begin, the better. The final demonstration takes time for its accomplishment. When walking, we are guided by the eye. We look before our feet. And if we are wise, we look beyond a single step in the line of spiritual advancement. We should consecrate existence not to the unknown God whom we ignorantly worship, but to the eternal builder, the everlasting Father, to the life which mortal sense cannot impair, nor mortal belief destroy. We must realize the ability of mental might to offset human misconceptions and to replace them with the life which is spiritual, not material. If Jesus awakened Lazarus from the dream, illusion of death, this proved that the Christ could improve on a false sense. Who dares to doubt this consummate test of the power and willingness of divine mind to hold man forever intact in his perfect state, and to govern man's entire action? Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, body, and in 3 days I, mind, will raise it up. And he did this for tired humanity's reassurance. Is it not a species of infidelity to believe that so great a work as the Messiah's was done for himself or for God, who needed no help from Jesus' example to preserve the eternal harmony? But mortals did need this help, and Jesus pointed the way for them. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. Through repentance, spiritual baptism, and regeneration, mortals put off their material beliefs and false individuality. It is only a question of time when they shall all know me, God, from the least of them unto the greatest. Denial of the claims of matter is a great step towards the joys of spirit, towards human freedom, and the final triumph over the body. Individuals are consistent who, watching and praying, can run and not be weary, walk and not faint, who gain good rapidly and hold their position, or attain slowly and yield not to discouragement. God requires perfection, but not until the battle between spirit and flesh is fought and the victory won. To stop eating, drinking, or being clothed materially before the spiritual facts of existence are gained step by step is not legitimate. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, he directs our path. Imperfect mortals grasp the ultimate of spiritual perfection slowly. But to begin aright and to continue the strife of demonstrating the great problem of being is doing much. Birth, decay, and death arise from the material sense of things, not from the spiritual. For in the latter, life consisteth not in the things which a man eateth. Matter cannot change the eternal fact that man exists because God exists. Nothing is new to the infinite mind. In science, mind neither produces matter, nor does matter produce mind. No mortal mind has the might or right or wisdom to create or to destroy. All is under the control of the one mind, even God. Life is real, and death is the illusion. A demonstration of the facts of soul in Jesus' way resolves the dark visions of material sense into harmony and immortality. Man's privilege at this supreme moment is to prove the words of our Master, "If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." To divest thought of false trusts and material evidences in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear, this is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Thus we may establish in truth the temple or body whose builder and maker is God. Life is, always has been, and ever will be, independent of matter. For life is God, and man is the idea of God.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 254. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O'er waiting harp strings of the mind, there sweeps a strain, low, sad, and sweet, whose measures bind the power of pain, and wake a white-winged angel throng of thoughts, illumined by faith, and breathed in raptured song, with love perfumed. Hymn number 254.
Streets of the mind, where sweet.
Let's now sing hymn number 359. Trust the eternal when the shadows gather, when joys of daylight seem so like a dream. God, the unchanging, pities like a father. Trust on and wait, the day star yet shall gleam. Hymn number 359.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Amen.